townhall.com.
We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, inside overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, and it's good to be back. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
Oh, okay. Well, we had different mics. Somebody turned it around. Hold on.
At KCNR1460.com. People turning mics around while we're gone. How do they do that?
I don't know, but somebody's supposed to get that up. Okay, here we go.
7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today. Bad Bob, good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy post-Thanksgiving to you, and I trust that yours was spent with family and friends.
It was, and there's Just Bob walking around looking svelte, too. Looks like he's lost. What'd you do, lose 40 pounds? Oh, no, you got a haircut and shaved your beard. You lost 40 pounds. Yeah, he's
of hair.
Okay. And good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like, hon, for this weekend today?
Well, currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs. Oh, my gosh. Our highs are going to be 52. I'm so glad I have on my Uggs. And I wore my Santa hat today. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 37. Loving it. Tomorrow is a high of 57. And then Tuesday, mostly clear, then a slight chance of rain. You know, I like this when we have this, you know, we clear up and then we rain. We clear up and we rain, so it's fabulous. Slight chance of rain and partly sunny on Wednesday as well. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Well, as I look down the list here, Sundays, the highs we get is 61. So we're starting to get
dry.
Mitten weather. Love it. Bring out the mittens. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. Wonderfully owned. People are great. Veteran and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Bob?
One observation I made while down in Phoenix, we went over to this excellent restaurant in Gilbert to have a breakfast. And an interesting thing about the Phoenix area, when the temperature drops below, say, 70, they turn on the patio heaters.
What?
And they huddle like lizards under a heat
That's
lamp.
Okay. What was it we saw somebody who said they saw? Oh, the temperature went up to 65, or the sun shined here, and you could see people in shorts.
Yeah.
So even if it was in the 50s. So, hey, a lot of things going on. By the way, big shout out to Chad Fowler for winning our Thanksgiving Feast giveaway from Omaha Steaks.
Oh, he did?
He did. I remember Chad sending me an email. So it was just a lot of entries. So thank you, everybody, for entering. And Chad, let us know when that arrives and if you like it or not. Just drop me an email or give us a call.
So that was the sweepstakes, of course, for Omaha Steaks. And my gosh, they got two filet mignons and two top sirloins. And, hopefully, who knows? Maybe they'll call us and we'll do another one for Christmas. We'll see.
Okay, now tomorrow, North State Giving Tuesday, November the 29th. Remember, they have all types of things. First one to get a donation, last one, most, you know, whatever. The more entries, all types of awards that will be given out. It will have a huge impact on the North State with Giving Tuesday. And you need to do is find the local one that you want to give to. And, of course, One Safe Place is out there. Healing Waters. There's just so many others that are out there. Haven Humane. But find the one that you want to give to and give. More. I have more.
That's great. You have more.
Chascade Community Services. They are looking for volunteers from the community for their annual holiday gift wrapping booth in Mount Shasta Mall.
Oh, that's cool.
Nonprofit organization provides services to the developmentally disabled. It's been their biggest fundraiser for their clients for years. And what happens is you take all your packages over to this, and I've done this before, and you have too, and they will wrap them, and they wrap them. They do a great job.
They really do.
And it goes from Friday, well, last Friday, November the 25th, through December the 24th, which is when Bob and I do all of our shopping anyway. So they need volunteers. Anyway, all the money goes there, and you can sign up at Chascade.
When does the booth actually begin?
Oh, it's gone. It's starting now.
Oh, okay. It's a good time if you're taking packages.
That's right. If you want to help, 243-1651.
Okay. But I like the fact that if you don't have time to wrap, and I don't know, you know, doing the bag is just another one of those. The bag became the cell phone, it became the bag. Let's just put a gift in a bag. It's easy. I mean, it's nice, but it's not having a wrapped package. There's a big difference.
CalVet, adopt a veteran, make the holiday special for a veteran to Reading Veterans Home. Starting November 20th, come to the home and pick a star off the Adopt Veteran tree in our front lobby.
And we're going to go. I'm going right after work today.
Yeah, you're going to go there. And,
to the VA home with a bunch of gals. And good friend, Jereen, had called and said, you know, what are you doing on this particular day, meaning today? So right after the show today, I'm in my Santa's cap, and I'm going to go over there and decorate one of the lobby trees. It doesn't matter. Just put me somewhere. I just say my hands. So that's always fun because it's a beautiful home. If you've not been out there, it's a beautiful home. They have four wings, named different wings. And it's a joyful place to go, by the way. So positive to see. I think they do have a waiting list because I know somebody recently said they really wanted their folks or their uncle or somebody that wanted to get in, and there's a waiting list. So,
yeah,
for this particular home.
But you know, and this is a great home there. It's the people they have there, the care that they're given there. I mean, we know people personally that work there, and they're just great people, and they love what they're doing. Okay, and the continuing idea of being happy here, at least for the first 5 or 6 minutes. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Of course, the huge, big. The biggest Thanksgiving gift you can get is Shirley Papini.
Man, that's so fantastic.
Came home. And I tell you what, this was big news everywhere. I tell you, down in New Mexico, they were talking about it. I don't know
across the country.
And across the country. But our son, Vince, is a U.S. Marshal, Deputy U.S. Marshal. And he works their special weapons and tactics squad that goes after the worst of the worst. They go after the ones that have, you know, high profile, high, you know, violent criminals that they go after. I mean, they're not messing around. This is in New Mexico, so they're doing gangs.
And he went after a guy that abducted a girl across four states and got a big award for that because he found her and him and.
And he was preparing to kill her when Vince found him in Arkansas, chased him across three states, and found that. But what I was getting at, though, was that he said, how long has she been gone? I said 3 weeks. He said, she's gone. He says, it's so rare ever to find one. And then, I mean, and then the next day or 2 days later, it was said that she was found. He goes, wow. He says, well, the second thing he says is, he says that is extremely, extremely rare that they're returned, and you know. And he said, you know, that what they then find is that did they leave on their own? You know, sometimes that happens, but it appears, of course, that she did not leave on her own, and is just a huge, huge present for all of us that Shirley Papini is back. No matter what, she's home.
Hold her in our prayers because I said, Carl, talk about PTSD. I mean, talk about, you know, all I could think about is I hope that the press gives her the grace of time to try to come from whatever I'm sure it was horrific circumstances into now, you know, to try to come back and to be in a normal life. you know, with your husband and your family and your kids. There's got to be so many specialists that deal in this kind of transitional. It would be, I mean, not that there's anything that's similar, but, you know, it's like these guys that come back after they've been in combat. You just have to come back and get into, like, hey, how you doing? I mean, there's got to be, like, there is a...
Well, they find you're chained to something and extremely battered. And if you listen to the highway patrol, that's what he says, extremely battered. They call Missy MacArthur Friday and just said they wanted to thank everybody in the community and how everybody came together for that. And that's just great. But you're right, hon. It's going to take who knows how long before that, you know, that everything's kind of back to normal. If they ever gets back to normal, how can you ever trot down the road again?
Well, I understand that Colleen Stan, the woman in the box, who went through an ordeal
for years,
has reached out to share her experience.
And I'm sure there'll be others, too.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, Shirley, thank God you're home. And we're so happy. You know what? Prayers.
Wow, that was a God smiling down on us.
Millions of prayers. Hey, we got to take a break.
Okay, we do have to take a break. We want to talk about a couple things before we know when we come back. We've got calls coming in. Happy Monday again. You know, we want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving stories and some other things. But one of the beautiful things about getting home, I mean, it was really nice where we stayed, don't get me wrong, but coming home to our sleep number bed and our sleep pillow.
Sleep number pillows.
We had heavenly pillow. And if you're looking to buy a present for Christmas, what do you give the person who has everything? I'm telling you, you've got to give them the pillows. Go into the store that's there by Target here in Reading, in the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin store, and ask them about their pillows, their memory foam pillows. OMG.
Okay. Now, not only that, but right now, through the end of today, save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition bed, and you can get that at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Okay, let's go to the phone. Sheriff, how are you doing, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Hey, thank you for having some information out there on the Sherry Papini case, and it was wonderful that we got the news that she's safe and returned, but the case isn't over.
No.
This now starts a whole new phase looking for the people that abducted her. We're looking for two Hispanic female adults in a dark SUV. I wish we had more information on that, but that's the information that we got from Mrs. Papini, and we'll be doing a follow-up interviews with her to try and get more information as she's able to speak with us. As you know, a very traumatic event, and we're trying to get more information and find these people. So, we're working hard on that.
Now, Tom, is there any hint at all of how she was targeted?
No, and that's part of our investigation as well, trying to figure out if it was a random act, if she was targeted or not, and that's all very important. Yeah. My investigators worked throughout the Thanksgiving holiday and the weekend on this case, and still moving forward on trying to get any tips or leads, looking over surveillance videos, things like that.
What can we as our community and as the public, because this was, like I said, nationwide, what can we do?
It was international, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was in New Zealand, UK, up in Canada, all over. But as a community, of course, be aware. We've always said it on your show. Be situationally aware of your surroundings, knowing what's going on. If you're going out maybe jogging or hiking or something, do it in at least pairs. There's superiority in numbers. Let people know when you're going, where you're going, and when you'll be back. And again, until we get some more information on this, there are a lot of questions. We want to get answers to those.
Okay. Well, Tom, I know that you're as happy as anybody, and
absolutely.
I think the only happier people than us is the Papini family, and you know, thank God again that she came home safe. So, and thank you for everything.
Thank you.
And thank you for everything you did, Tom, and everything the sheriff and all the other law enforcement agencies did. You know, something that we tend to forget when, you know, and during other times of crisis or anything's going on is just why you all are out there and everything you do for our community.
Well, thank you very much. And my staff were working on this for the whole 3 weeks that she was missing. And then we got the great news that she had been released. And then it was a whole new surge of energy trying to get us more information. They got up at, we call it ODARC 30, as you did, and headed to Yolo County as soon as we got the news. And then been working on that ever since, going back and forth and running down some stuff here.
Great. Okay, Tom. Looking forward then as we go along with the case and with updates from you and you being back on the show again. So.
Yes, you bet. You take care and thank you very much.
You bet,
right,
Tom.
You
thank
take
you.
Take care.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 28th of November. 47 degrees out there.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, Monday, 28 November, 25 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock exactly. 47 degrees, going up to 52 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be, Bob, we're going to go to the podcast here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to podcast. We'll let you all know. A lot of things are going to be happening at the beginning of this year.
2017.
We're starting another year, and we have got so many new things are going to happen. Maybe perhaps you should have your mobile device with you. You might be able to even see us in the morning.
Well, so. Let me just say thank you very much, because for our sponsors and our listeners, we are celebrating 8 years. 8 years. Bob, 8 years we've been on the air since December 14th.
Pretty amazing.
Do you know how much weight we've lost and gained in 8 years, Bob? Do you realize that you and I,
oh my God,
between us, have probably populated a small school?
Does that make you, does it kind of silence you for a minute when you think of 8 years?
Well, it seems like it's gone by quite quickly. Of course, so's life.
Well, we've gone through eight Thanksgivings now.
December 14th when we started this.
You know,
8 years ago.
My goodness, and what it just took to get it off the ground. You know what? When we did, I know you got a couple things to talk about. I just want to say, when speaking of Thanksgivings, we're doing a lot of thanks and recap. We flew on Southwest. And even though I think I'm a seasoned traveler, I'm not a seasoned traveler. However, I was really quite pleasantly surprised that Southwest, I always think it was, you know, crummy, but I felt like
really
it was efficient. It was clean. And you get your boarding pass. Of course, you got your boarding. You don't have no seat assignment. So, you know, whatever. It's a 1.5 hour flight. First, we went through LAX, and it was 1.5. You know, and I can't believe how many people have, quote, service dogs.
And on the plane, we flew with a woman who had a service dog in her lap next to us.
On her lap.
This little dog was perfect, though. I mean, if kids were this good, I'd say surround us with kids. Yeah. Now, on the flight back, we had kids behind us. But let me tell you, again, our flights were so good on Southwest. Mm-hmm. Southwest doesn't advertise or anything like this. But they left on time. We got our luggage taken care of quickly. It was questionable, some of Linda's luggage, how heavy it was, but they, you know, we didn't have to pay extra. You don't have to pay, you know, on your luggage. We got our seats. We got them together. They left on time. They arrived a little bit early. We got to our next flight.
You're surprised.
Caught that, out, landed. And by the time we got down to our, down from the plane to the luggage carousel in Sacramento, the bags were there. So, I mean, that's cool.
Speaking of podcasts, we passed the time during the very long drive down to Phoenix and back listening to podcasts that we had put on the iPad here, playing them back through the car stereo. One of the stories that we listened to was about how Southwest went from this scrappy little Texas within state carrier that broke all the rules.
Yeah.
But you charged super low fares, no frills, broke every rule in the book, and became a great success doing it.
Well, we were on a new plane on the way from, but thank you, Bob, too. And we did the fly and drive, you know, where everything was great. And I always just tell everybody, just heads up, you want to be treated well, you tip. You know, we had both had luggage. We had $5 bills. And so when we went into, it wasn't international, so we could go into the curbside, gave the guy a five, smiled. We both smiled at him, were kind. Because you know what?
Linda kissed him on the
forehead. On the way back, Carl got patted down.
Oh. No, I just didn't get patted down.
This guy,
I got patted.
Literally, they had this 30-minute window because, again, the fiber coming back from Albuquerque on the curbside, the guy gave it. Well, you know, I guess you can randomly. We got to go through with this. What's it called? You don't have to take your shoes off.
We
got to take everything else off.
Pre-TSA screen. So we walked through, and it goes ding.
Your
on
hat,
me.
Your belt, and everything.
So they took your shoes show they've got chemicals of some kind on them.
Yeah, Carl had chemicals on his shoes.
Of what kind? Well, we don't know. They're just chemicals, unknown chemicals. Oh, okay, on my shoes? Okay.
But the guy was nice. He could have really been a real butt.
He was really apologetic about the whole thing, about patting me down.
He was very nice.
That. And, you know, frankly,
He was respectful.
You know, I took his phone number. Perhaps I'll call him. It was nice pat down.
Told you what he was going to do. And when he did an extensive, he had to,
don't touch me like that.
Don't touch
my junk, bro.
That's right. Don't touch my junk.
Don't touch my junk,
bro. I said, you're touching my junk? No, I won't be touching your
junk.
So
a shout out, first of all, to the airline system. I know that across the news, you saw that it was crazy. We didn't get any of that.
But I asked him afterwards. I said, why? And he goes, because for 30 minutes during this thing, we checked shoes. I said, what? He goes, yeah, 30 minutes would check shoes, 30 minutes would do this. And I went, and my shoes had chemicals on them? He goes, yeah, we don't know what kind. But it was, I mean, you know what? So I was cool about it. He was cool about it. And off we went. But that was, it went through the next one.
Did the bad guys know the schedule now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know when the 30 minutes is, but we do have to take
a break. Okay, now switching gears before we take a break.
Okay.
I want to thank the Civic for an incredible event that they had, Red Town Market, on Saturday.
It was.
It was beautiful. People waited in line. It was terrible weather outside, as you know, but they had vendors that came in. Very interesting, unique, arty, you know, and they had some other things in there that you've heard before, Scentsy and stuff like that. But, you know, it was really well attended, and I had a wonderful group of musicians with me. I got to do 1 to 4 and wear the Santa outfit and do Jingle Bells with a twist, and it was just a blast. And it was really well. I just want to thank the Civic is trying to do things that they reach out to the community and do things that are inclusive. It was free to the public, and that was an amazing event. Families could go to it. Kids were there. People could sit in the middle and just have a cup of coffee
or a
glass of wine. I mean,
mostly sellers.
That is a step in the right direction.
Anyway, great time. Now, for everybody that thinks maybe that I went over the edge because it was Thanksgiving, no. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a murderous tyrant that's dead. We're going to talk about a piece of awful campus up in Massachusetts that refuses to fly the flag. We're going to talk about the recount and why. What difference will that really make? And, of course, anything else that comes up in our minds as we're coming through here.
How about the game
right
last night?
In the game. Well, you know, I'm like, you know, okay. Okay, anyway, it's 7:32 in the morning. We've got plenty to talk about. 8 o'clock, Julie Winter will be joining us. 47 degrees. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay 3 times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these 3 things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least 3 bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this fabulous Monday morning, the 28th. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. So happy to be here. 47 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be high. Our temperatures today about 52, 37 tonight. It's Carla Linda Bott. You're back after Thanksgiving week. Actually with the kids in Albuquerque. It was great. Downtown Albuquerque, drove to Santa Fe. It was wonderful to get some fashion. Oh my God. The stores in Santa Fe and downtown Albuquerque just had some great fashion and art. And it was wonderful. Clear weather. People were polite. You know, I always think about that. When you travel, are people rude or polite? I don't think we really had. Well, there was one store employee, I think, that got into, you know, don't get into our son-in-law's face. She did something. She was rude to the kids. And I think, wow.
Accused the kids of doing things that they didn't do. And then followed it up. And my son-in-law doesn't take very kindly to that. And he was very nice about it.
No, he's very nice about it. But anyway, it was a great trip.
But he went up to 8 feet tall.
It was a great trip and nice to see, like I said, it's all about traveling well. And you think about when, you know, our holidays are here upon us, and I'm in a Santa's cap today, and, you know, we got Christmas coming up. If you didn't get a chance to go visit or go home to see people, and you are, you know, Home Helpers is, I mean, if we're going to get Sharon on the show too, because Home Helpers is a sponsor of ours, and they have, they're experts in home care services, and they're more than just a home care agency.
That's right. And let me tell you something. Now is the time, because maybe sometimes you don't see your parents or your loved ones for up to a year, and now you're traveling. Take a good look around the house and see how well they really are doing. Is the house clean? How are they doing? But you'll have somebody, and in this case, Home Helpers like Sharon Clark, who has got people trained. They've been vetted, background checked, bonded, all of these things for any type of in-home care, whether it's for a short term or for a long term in-home care. That's where people do the best, in-home. Give Sharon a call, 226-8350. I tell you what, if it came to that, we would trust Sharon with our parents.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Should be my first call.
That's right. Okay. All right. Here's things that are going on. A Castro died. Now, at first it comes out in the course of your mainstream media and a few others, oh, gosh, you know, Castro died. No, look, oh, they've had great education, blah, blah. The guy was a despot. He liberated Cuba from Batista and then turned on the people and became a communist dictator, killing and imprisoning thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, chasing thousands, tens of thousands of people away from Cuba. He linked in with the Russians. It precipitated the Cuban Missile Crisis, which almost led to a world war, until the Russians blinked and took a step back. But what he has done to his country and the people has been dismal. And then he wanted to export his type of communism throughout the Central America and Latin America. He sent his chief executioner, Che Guevara. And every time you see a picture of Che on somebody's chest, you ought to go up. Okay. I feel like going up and taking the shirt and just ripping off Che's face off the shirt. This guy was a murderer, a cold-blooded murderer of his own people. He's hunted down, I believe, in Bolivia, and by the government. And the reason he was there without support was because Fidel wanted to get rid of Che. Che was too popular. Anyway, so here it is, years later, 90 years old, Fidel Castro dies. And if you think that there is anything good about it, you need to listen to the people that were chased away from there, from people whose families were taken, their parents killed or imprisoned for decades, and talk about this. And when they talk about the economy, since he handed it over to Raul, his brother, the economy's gotten better. Well, the economy's gotten better because the Castros needed the money. And don't ever believe that the military and the Castro family is not running the economy, because they are. So think about that when you think of Fidel Castro, a tyrant, a despot, a dictator who had not the best interests of his country at heart, but of his, as most do, as most dictators, who this benevolent dictatorship, oh, I want my people to be good, but I need to lead them. Nah. Think about all the things that did happen. And then our country, which is opening up more avenues of more money coming into Cuba. It'll be interesting to see what Trump says. Trump says, hey, that was a bad deal. They didn't say anything about giving people more freedom, maybe freedom to actually gather and protest. They can't do that there. They can't have newspapers are run by the government. The TV's run by the government. It's everything that everybody that's fought in everybody standing up for in the United States saying, oh, Trump's going to do this. Trump's going to do this. Well, Fidel did it. So when you think about saying, oh, Fidel Castro, oh, he's 90 years old. Oh, gosh, you know, the father of his country. No. Let's just be really clear about who Fidel Castro was.
You see people on both ends of this. You see the people in Cuba crying and mourning, and then you see the people in Miami cheering.
Well, here's the difference. You have people that are crying in Cuba because what if they didn't cry? What if they cheered? What would happen to them? Think about what happens if they didn't vote. Their neighbors used to come. Their neighbors come over to their house. Have you voted yet? Have you voted yet? And if you didn't vote, they're going to report you. How would you like to live in a country like that? And if they didn't, oh, my God, oh, Fidel's dead. And then they go back inside and go, yes, yes. We're in Miami and in other parts of the world where Cubans are free, they're saying, hey, this is how we really feel.
Hey, okay. Also in the headlines, New Orleans' historic Bourbon Street exploded in violence and chaos yesterday when a shooting rampage, one more, left one person dead and nine others injured and sent panicked partygoers racing through the streets of the French Quarter. Several officers on patrol after the Bayou Classic, a football showdown between Grambling State University and Southern University, heard the gunshots and quickly responded just before 1:30 a.m., the chief said during a news conference. This is not a place to bring firearms. And said none of the victims was an intended target.
On the other hand, I told you I spent the week down in Phoenix or Arizona, which is a carry state, open or concealed. You can, as I double checked, I said, gee, as I was thinking I have to lock up. No, you can carry, any adult 21 over can carry concealed. You can go into a gun store and see weapons that would cause Kamala Harris to faint dead away. At the very sight of them. And yet you don't hear about mass shootings erupting in the streets in Phoenix, Arizona. Wonder why that is.
Probably because people have a little more respect for other people.
As Heinlein pointed out, an armed society is a polite society.
No. Unless you live in Chicago. And then the armed society are gangs, which is another thing. Again, you've got gang warfare in Chicago that's killing all these people, and yet nothing's being done. And their big complaint about Trump, they're complaining about Trump, this. What they ought to be doing is complaining about Rahm Emanuel, saying, how come so many of our children are being killed every day, Rahm? Okay.
On a little bit of the headlines, I read some of the things that were going on, of course. With social media, I did the headlines out of USA Today. So I flipped on over to Drudge. Hillary's back. Hillary challenges voting results. Electoral College delegates.
By the way, I am going to talk about that in the next segment.
All right. Electoral College delegates face death threats.
Can you believe that? That people are writing to them
and
saying,
well,
they're not only just facing death threats, they're saying, you should do America a favor and go stand in front of a truck. I mean, these are things that our peace-loving liberal counterparts are saying.
Well, they're also saying she cut a deal. I don't know what they mean by that, but we'll talk about it. Said that Clinton's team cut a deal with Trump's team, specifying that once the Associated Press called the race in favor of the one candidate, the other would call within 15 minutes to concede. Priebus said that's just what happened on election night, but now he's questioning whether Clinton's campaign lawyer Mark Elias is backing down from that deal by announcing Clinton will participate in a recount in Wisconsin and may do the same in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, let's take a break because when we come back, I've got some things I want
to
talk
about. All
right,
let's talk about that. Let's get everybody
about this recount, why it's coming about, and really here's a little teaser. I wouldn't worry too much about any changes, and I'll tell you why. We'll be back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 28th of November. Wow, almost. Have you started shopping yet? Yes, you have. Bob, have you started? No, of course not. Bob and I wait till...
I start in October.
I start on, the week of the 20th.
Two words, Amazon Prime.
Here's my two words.
Shop local.
We'll be right back.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 47 degrees. Going up to 52 today. Should have a kind of a sunny day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. A big shout out to Ted Leidy. Thank you so much, Ted, for taking the show last week for a day. Of course, Trish Clark and then Dr. Doug McConnell and his son and Ted here. Thank you so much for taking the shows for us. You know what? People say, do you worry? I say, no, because we've got some really good people who can stand in.
These are our friends, and we know that they would – don't come in with a hidden agenda. McConnell, of course, renowned heart surgeon, friend, served our country. He and his wife, Bonnie, are dear friends. And how cool his son, Matt, was in town and they got to do this. Ted Leidy and Lisa. We've traveled with them. They're friends. You teach your gun classes with them. I mean, he's near and dear. He served his country. You guys, when we went on that cruise 2 years ago, you did this wonderful tribute to heroes that have served our country and abroad during World War II.
On D-Day.
On D-Day.
We did a D-Day. Yeah.
And that was wonderful. And you've done it again. I think you did it at one of the...
Did it for Rotary.
Rotary. Yeah. And then Trish, who has been a supervisor. That's a way of serving our country as well. And just a, you know, just a golden person. You know, you call these people if you're in a time of need. So, of course, we trust a two-hour radio show in the hands of these people. And thank you again. So, I'm sorry, you were saying something.
Just that it looks like there's an active shooter on the Ohio State campus. Seven reported victims right now at Ohio State. What? So, yeah, I know. What's going on? Hey, let's talk about this recount. You know, the Green Party has raised $2.3 million, probably mostly from the Clinton campaign, to recount in Minnesota. Well, here's the thing is, if you look at the numbers, let's look at the numbers, that he won by several thousand votes, that every other recount in history has been over a couple of hundred votes, not several thousand votes. Pennsylvania won by over 20,000. I mean, the chances of anything changing is ridiculous. And for her to say, oh, we're only doing it to make sure nobody hacked into the machines, okay. But that, of course, is ridiculous, too. And then Hillary is still hanging on, though. Hillary refuses to go away. But she will go away after this. Hopefully, this will be the end of the Clinton dynasty, at least until Chelsea decides to run. But hopefully, this is the end of the Clinton dynasty, the Bush dynasty, all of those dynasties.
We need to bring in some
that.
New people.
Yeah, it's time. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing too is people talk about, well, Hillary won by 2 million votes. She won by 2 million votes. Yeah, she did. But let's take a look at those votes. Did you know that she won Los Angeles County by 1.3 million votes? Yeah, 1.3 million votes in Los Angeles County. She won by 1.6 million votes where? In New York City. In New York City, in the boroughs there. So you look at that. So two large cities made the difference for Hillary Clinton. Two large cities, one on each coast, made the difference. As opposed to all of the states. The many states, she only carried 19 states. The rest of them went to Trump. So what's this mean? So this mean is that we should change our procedures to let – so if you have – so we concentrate all of our votes into the coast and just forget the whole hinterlands, everything in between? No. We had some really smart people back then figuring this out. The Electoral College – prevents the tyranny of a democracy, a tyranny of many, instigating their thoughts on others. Electoral College, a republic, that's what we are. So if you look about, oh, she won by this 2 million votes. They came out of two counties, two cities. That's it. Out of the whole United States, they came out of that.
So you
and
don't.
Then, wait a minute. And then they said, well, Trump only represents 20%. 27% of the voters, of the eligible voters. Well, how many would then, if Hillary won, represent 28% of the eligible voters? If he got 60 million, she got 61.9 million. Come on. There's a lot of people who didn't vote. But whose fault's that? That's their fault. You don't like Trump being there? Then you should have gone out and voted. You know, you wanted Hillary in there? You should have voted for that. But you didn't. And guess what? Trump went out and he went to the people. The teachers union is in shock because a third of the teachers in the teachers unions throughout the United States voted Trump. Why? Because they were tired of what was happening to their jobs, Common Core, all of these things. A third of the teachers, think about that, the most powerful union probably in the United States.
The longtime Democrats are realizing there is a very important difference between what you might call a Midwest Democrat and a coastal Democrat. Yeah. They are two entirely different species.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had the ACLU lawyer in here the other day, and he was from Manton. He goes, yeah, he says, I'm a liberal. He says, I'm a progressive. He says, till I go down to San Francisco, and then I find out I'm not quite as progressive as I thought. which I thought
so
was...
So my question is, if you're teaching a class...
We're
going
to have him come back.
If you're teaching a class, are you going to have your students ponder the thought of, should we keep the electoral vote? Or do we go back to one vote, one person, one vote? Your vote counts.
No, Electoral College. Look what's happening here in the North State. We have – this is an example of, quote, democracy here in the North State. We have no vote here. We have nothing to say for the 12 counties above – you know, 12 counties up here in Northern California have nothing to say. We just have to keep smiling and swallowing what – Sacramento keeps shoving down our throats because we have no choice. These gun laws, do you actually think that the 12 counties up here would have voted for these gun laws? No. They're stupid. Would we have turned more criminals loose? No. It's stupid. So when you think about it, this is – we need some kind of balance up here. Yeah, I know, state of Jefferson. Great idea. However, we need a balance up here. So maybe it's if we had a senator – per county, so at least we'd have something to say about what happens up here. Of course, that's going to take lawsuits, and I know we're going into lawsuits, and I know those things are happening, but we can't give up on that. Now, let's talk about what's going on in Massachusetts. I saved this for my last 4 minutes here. Hampshire College in Massachusetts, after the election, they were all upset. They had their safe rooms. They had their puppies on campus. They had their Crayola. They had everything. You know, they had the paste they could lick. Now, this is a private liberal arts college, which has like 1,600 people in it. It costs $46,000 a year to go to school there, just for tuition, more if you're out of state, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of, you know, it's for privileged kids. Now, they decided to pull the flag down to half mast. And then on Veterans Day, they pulled it down and burnt the flag. And the college president and their board says, oh, okay, we're not going to fly the flag anymore at Hampshire College. And, you know, at least for right now, because we need to talk more about, you know, the rights for those who are victims of misogyny, racial, economic, LGBT, all those things. Well, so they pulled the flag down. Now think about that, my friends. Here's a college that teaches all this liberal stuff or anything and has the freedom to do it because of why? Veterans who gave their lives to keep this country safe and free. Be able to do that. You know, Constitution. But they're doing it. So what happened over the weekend? Over 1,000 veterans and others came and protested on this college campus. Flags everywhere. The mayor of the town it's at, he came in. He supports it. He said, these guys are crazy. They're pulling down the flag. Can you imagine this? A flag being pulled down by the students and the college letting them do it. Well, I don't know what else to do. Put the flag back up and put two guards around it. And arm them with bear spray. And if they want to come and take it, sorry, now we're going to fight for it. Now we're going to fight. Or let the veterans, I tell you what, put it up and let the veterans say, hey, we'll keep it up. And then let the college kids come in there and try and take that flag down from a bunch of, oh, say, PGRs or MIPs people or just veterans with just, you know, put a little ring around it and just say, hey, look, we'll keep it up. In fact, I would love to see that happen. They just put the flag back up, and then they stand around and say, try and take it down. Yeah. Whoa. Would that be great? I'd get on a plane and go back there.
I was laughing because one
would you go?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I bet we could take a contingent of Northern California veterans and go back and stand around that flagpole and keep that thing going.
And I'll tell you what, the weeping.
What a bunch of weasels. What a bunch of weasels there are at that college and that administration. Weasels. Wait a minute. That gives weasels a bad name. What else? Slugs. Slugs. No, that gives slugs a bad name. You know what? From now on, the worst thing I can ever talk about in describing somebody is, oh, you know what? You're an administrator. Oh, yeah? Well, you're an administrator of Hampshire College. Yeah, that's what you are. Hey, we've got to take a break. I know you're probably tired. Did y'all miss me? Anyway, here we go. Julie Winter
yes,
will be.
Yes, who's you? Yeah, the House. We have our new city council.
Newest councilwoman.
All right.
Here, Julie Winters will be here right after the news. Right after the news. How much time we got here? Okay, wait a minute. You know what? Here's your new insult. Oh, yeah? Well, you know what you are. You're an administrator. Hampshire College in Massachusetts. That's how bad you are. That's how bad you are. You are, you administrator, you.
Can I get a sponsor?
Yes.
The news is brought to you on KCNR 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Breaking news this hour, Ohio State University telling students there's an active shooter on campus and they should run to hide and fight. The fire department says seven people have been sent to the hospital after the shooting, and the fire department says two of those, at least, are in stable condition and had no other information on the other five people. It is not immediately clear if the shooting was still in progress as of the latest update. President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says it is ridiculous for Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein to push for a recount of election results in Wisconsin.
This is a fundraising, notoriety-driven fraud by a person who won 33,000 votes in Wisconsin to President-elect Trump, who won 1.4 million.
Reince Priebus appearing on Fox News Sunday. Trump himself took to Twitter yesterday morning to condemn the Green Party-backed recount effort as, in his words, a scam. The Ohio congressman challenging House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, telling Fox News Sunday that colleagues have told him the November 8th election was about change. They want to see some change in their own party as well.
They understand that this is about having a new message and a new messenger and be able to reach those folks. And the numbers are big, but they know that if we don't get the middle of the country, that we're never going to be back in the majority.
Congressman Tim Ryan appearing on Fox News Sunday. House Democrats set to vote Wednesday on who will lead them when Congress reconvenes in January. Cyber Monday may be in danger of losing its online sales title.
The Monday after Thanksgiving is traditionally the busiest online shopping day of the year. However, stores are releasing internet deals earlier than ever this year, as well as making them available in stores. Shoppers looking for discounts spurred online sales on Black Friday to a new high. According to analysts, as consumers are buying more and more online, how stores run promotions and discounts has changed as well.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Veterans carried out a protest at a Western Massachusetts college facing criticism from around the country for a decision recently to stop flying the U.S. flag after some students burned a flag in protest of the Trump victory on Election Day.
We actually marched from a nearby parking lot 0.3 mile onto the scene with American flags. But it was a stationary event right at the opening, right at the entrance to the campus.
As Brian Willett, commander of the Western Massachusetts Military Order of the Purple Heart, college officials had decided to indefinitely stop flying flags earlier this month after the main flag in the center of the campus was burned by students. The Russian Defense Ministry says Syrian government forces have taken control over nearly half the rebel-held Syrian city of Aleppo in a new offensive. The ministry says government forces are in control now of 12 neighborhoods, about 40%. Of Aleppo. Breaking news at townhall.com. An earthquake with an epicenter near Mount Everest woke people up in Nepal today, which is still recovering from last year's devastating earthquake that left some 9,000 people dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Jessica Turner.
We've located a magnitude 5.4 earthquake in Nepal
at 5:20 a.m. local time in Nepal.
And the USGS says this earthquake had a magnitude of 5.4 on the scale. Nepal is still recovering from last year's earthquake. The United Nations says more than 4 million children have lost at least one parent in Congo over the past two decades. More than 26 million orphans live in West and Central Africa, where Congo is located. The UN says that's the second highest number in the world behind South Asia. The children are victims of conflict, often fueled by ethnic strife and the fight over valuable natural resources and mineral mining rights. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Start your holidays off right and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, and your share of $15,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $15,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing is on Wednesday, November 30th, where you can rake in on the hard cash harvest and win $500. 30 winners. Imagine what you could do with all that cash. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $15,000 hard cash harvest swipe to win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 28th of November. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it's currently 47 degrees outside. Our highs today will be 52, partly cloudy tonight with our temperatures around 37. Tomorrow calls for 57 with our lows of 40, and then a little bit of slight chance of rain. Give you more of a detailed forecast for the week after we get our callers on the phone. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read it, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Let's go to the phones. Good Monday morning to you, Susan, our Wells Fargo advisor. My God, the market has been fabulous.
It has been running pretty hot these days. But today, the major averages are pulling back from the record highs in early trading amid initial international uncertainty. Overseas, Italian banks are tumbling as investors appear cautious ahead of the December 4th referendum on Italy's constitutional reform. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points at 19,086. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 2,205. The NASDAQ Composite losing 19 points at 5,378. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Cognizant Technology Solutions at $4.43, trading at 57.70. Micron Technology at 4 pennies at $20.15. Apple up 9 cents, trading at 111.85. For local stocks of interest, Target down 70 cents at 77.91. Best Buy down $1.02, trading at 45.56. And Bank of Commerce is flat and trading at $8.15 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.33%. And over to commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at 1,186, silver positive 21 cents at 1676, and crude oil trading higher up a dollar at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can get a hold of her at 243-7561. You're looking for somebody to give you a real good idea about what's really going on and take a look at your investments. Give Susan a call. All right. Good morning, Sally. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, sat down wrong, huh?
Good Monday morning, too. And what's happening in,
Good morning.
The Patriots meeting tonight?
There is. And tonight we have Shanna Schaffer, who is the spokesperson for the Guardian Angels, and we also have Chief Paletti. That'll start at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church, and I'm sure Chief Paletti will like the crowd we have. We have been averaging around 100 people every Monday night as the new Reading Patriots.
Well, that's more than has been coming to his usual meetings there, unfortunately.
Had 30, but I'm sure there's some questions maybe your next guest may want to answer, too. And that is, why is it that Kim Niemer gets a $12,000 a year raise, and that brings her deal over $145,000, and, oh, by the way, we need police. And why is it that, as we reported to you 3 weeks ago, they are making a deal on wanting to get Allen's Golf Course to turn it into a park? That city council wants to do that. The city does. And there is no money in the parks and recs.
Well, it just so happened that you just took my first two questions. But we'll ask those, okay, Ter?
Thank you so much.
You
and tonight,
bet.
Folks, come in and talk to the chief. I'm sure that he's a little beside himself, that money hasn't gone to law enforcement. But it just shows you the trust factor. Tonight at 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacelli Lane at Eagle Nest Church, come talk to the chief of police of Reading, Rob Paletti.
Thanks, Tara.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. We're here, of course, with Julie Winter, our newest elected council person.
Yeah. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now does this mean we don't see your face and every time we open up our
emails? Oh, yeah.
Our,
I know. I know.
Something?
I felt like I was stalking myself. I tell you, my social media guru, I don't know how he did it, but
he's fabulous.
I don't know. We're going to have him in and talk about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. And now the real work begins.
And we might as well just start off with.
Start off with these questions here that Terry.
And we've had Brent Weaver on talking about this raise.
Right.
This raise, and Linda says, Carl, when are you going to be able to turn this loose? And I said, I'm not sure I'm going to turn this loose for years. Mm-hmm. How after D failed, and we're going to talk about that. Because in that one, as we talked about before the show, wasn't even close.
Right.
Big surprise
right.
to a lot of people.
Right. Me included.
And so, I mean, it was hammered. And then the raise. I'll just ask you out. How did you feel about that?
I was appalled that it was voted in. I understand there's some background story that there was a need or a perceived need to bring some of the female executives' salaries up compared to men because of the level of work. That was I suspect what was driving it behind it. However, $1,000 a month raise. And an additional $500 a month for the financial officer, which I'm not saying that those two directors don't deserve the money. I think that's not the issue at all. It's that we would be doing this after we don't have enough money to keep four MPU officers. We have 9 firefighter positions that will expire, I think, in June or July. So right now, resources
and
need.
Police. Yeah, four police.
So with four police and we have 9 firefighters. And so it's kind of like, wow, do you buy your kid a book? When the front door is missing on your house and, you know, there's like priorities. For me, safety, public safety is a priority and the community has said it's a priority as well. And obviously they passed E, so there are things that they would like to have. But we really need to come back to where are we, those are dollars that we would be fighting for public safety.
Well, both Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan said they're going to be on the show. We're just working out a date
right
now. And I would like to ask them, and because there is another side to this, obviously.
There's always another side. And
The question about bringing it up, too, is, I mean, it's obvious the reason it was brought up so soon was because Miss U is leaving. And that would that raise would not have passed if Missy had not been there.
Yeah, I felt like it's going to make my job harder because we're coming back to the trust issue, and I suspect that's why D didn't pass it. The citizens didn't trust the council to spend that money on public safety. So I would even as we go over this next year, I'd ask all of the city council. I'm going to probably get in trouble for this. To let's hold off on raises across the board. Let's just look at how can we conserve, where can we pull money to hire some CSOs, keep those four MPU officers, keep our firefighters. That's going to require all of us, tightening the belt a bit more.
It really is.
So that's my position. I could keep the end piece in mind. And then also, what are we doing that's, making sure that we're making decisions that are creating jobs? Making our pie bigger.
That's a whole other piece,
but absolutely would not have supported the salary raises.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and talk about the next one. Then, of course, is this golf course. But I want to talk about that after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I tell you what, if you're looking for somebody that's going to fix your windshield and it's guaranteed and he knows what he's doing, it's Jeff Wurst and a veteran who owns Crackmaster Windshield Repair, has been in this business for decades, knows exactly how to fix that little bitty chip so it doesn't become a crack. But if it does become a crack, he can even fix that, if even over 2 feet in length. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Julie Winter.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today, Redding City Councilwoman, or soon to be, Julie Winter. This portion of the show brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, our choice of companies that can come into your house. They're our first call. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating. Hey, by the way, get your filters cleaned. Winter's coming, or winter's here, obviously, with our temperatures of a high of 52 today. They also have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check them out. Their website, homecomfort.org. How about let's go to the phones right now, live on the air. We have Robert. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'd like to know Julie's thoughts on why we can afford a park when we can't afford community service officers or a jail.
That was our next question. How can we buy a golf course, right?
Right. What's the point in buying another park that we don't need, really?
Okay, good, Robert. Thank you very much.
That's a good question.
Why are we thinking about buying a golf course?
It's kind of like having five kids and you can't put clothes on two of them and you want to have another baby. So that's how I'm looking at it. We need to take care of the ones we have. We don't have the money not only to purchase it at this point, but to the actual maintenance of another park. Now, if there was a community group that wanted to come forward and buy that and then assess themselves down in that neighborhood to take care of that park, like we have neighborhood assessments, if they would like to do that because they want a park in that community, I would support that. But right now, this is not priority. We need to take care of the parks that we have, and extra dollars need to be going towards public safety.
I think there should be no decisions on raises, park buying, or anything else until the new city council is seated.
Okay. Well, there you go. December 6th, by the way, for anybody that wants to come.
And by the way, people should go there. You know what? On December 6th, Tuesday.
6 p.m.
6 p.m., regular city council meeting. But here's a chance to they're going to seat our newest city council people, Julie Winter, of course, and Adam McElvain. We'll be there along with Kristen Schrader, Brent Weaver, mm-hmm. and Francie Sullivan.
Correct.
And it'll be interesting to see the direction the city will go. And from that, look at the next election coming up and see how that goes.
Right.
Because I think people, after this last election, were very, very clear on what they wanted in this town.
Yeah, that's correct.
So you wouldn't vote for that?
I would not. Uh-huh. I am not in support of purchasing Allen's golf course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you like to do? Okay, D failed bad.
Right. Badly. So, yeah. So that – when there are –
Do we have a toilet flushing sound? You know, the old flusher or the new flusher, and the one that goes sounds like a – you know, you're scared of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Julie. So what do you want to do?
So as far as what I want to come back to, and this is what I ran on, and I want to just continue to talk about, is job creation. It's really about job creation. It's about looking at what other cities have done and pulling that together here. One thing, and Carl, you mentioned this, I think, with Adam, is there a plan? Is there a 20-year economic plan? I would like to really, even talking to some of these people right now, these key stakeholders, pulling that together and say, hey, what's a clear vision of what we want to look like in 10 years, in 20 years? And how do we identify the local businesses here that are doing well? We know new job growth happens mostly in companies that are less than 5 years old. So what are some of those companies that are scalable? Let's pull together some of the key players from Chamber, from EDC, workforce, and some of these entrepreneurs to really create a plan. And then really leverage one of the ways we're going to do that is to kind of leverage our assets. That's what other cities are doing. So looking at our downtown, which is there's some exciting things happening in downtown, right? Looking at our riverfront, our trails, so you can actually brand and market outside the area. That is going to be where I'm focusing. It's going to be pulling those groups together. And whether that's done inside city council or outside city council, I haven't quite figured that out yet. We're working on that piece right there.
I'm totally against committees and commissions. And the reason being is that they usually slow things down. However, which we've already said, the book, The Coming Job Wars, written by the guy from the
Clifton.
Gallup or Nielsen. Anyway, it's a tremendous book that everybody, every politician who's in city government needs to read. He said that it comes from the community itself that kind of almost bypasses the city council because they can move so much faster than a bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, if you have yourself and a couple others that have a committee like this and say, where is our plan? Where are we going? Now that we've got the river is going to be, the leases are up in the next few years.
Right.
Now's the time to start really planning, putting into motion other plans that were there to start pushing us forward.
Right. Absolutely. And so, in that book, he talks about, every city usually has about 100 fathers and mothers of the city, and they're not necessarily elected officials. So you think of that triad of business, government, and education. That's kind of those things need to be working together for job creation. So one of the things, government doesn't create jobs. We don't create jobs, but we can be a barrier. We can provide infrastructure for job creation, and we can be a barrier. So that's the other thing is, what are the barriers that are preventing businesses from growing here? That, I believe, needs to be identified. Is it impact fees? Is it I'm hearing good things in our building services, building planning department, that plans, permits are going through.
The new guy what's his name?
Larry Vopple.
Okay, Vopple was on the show, and he was totally – he was very impressive.
Yes.
But he, again, he's fighting against an entrenched group there. They don't want to change. And, you know, we've got engineers. We're the only city with engineers that are looking at plans. The only city that, with engineers, maybe Sacramento does, you know, but, you know, they look at plans and say, well, this isn't engineered correctly, instead of looking at the plans to see if they meet the requirements. And this gets into, I mean, I've heard this over and over again. Why do we have engineers in the planning department?
If you have the plans already been, you know, outside engineered already by a licensed, state certified.
Yes. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
I agree. So that comes, like, again, that comes from the top.
Gee, you're smart.
The culture, that comes from culture, you know, from the department.
It's
it takes a little while to turn the boat, but we'll be doing it, and I'm going to continue to apply pressure.
Okay, so you want to expand the economy. All right. We have several things happening now. Also, at the same time they gave the raises, they started talking about raising the rates on electricity, the water, the sewage, everything.
Water, sewer, and trash, solid waste. Okay. Not electricity.
Okay, not electricity.
Yeah, right.
Because electricity's already been going up. So for the rest of them. Right now, they put in these new water hierarchies. You know, if you use this much
tiered
water.
Tiered rates. Tiered rates.
Well, when we were under the quarantine, or we were under the time that you had to really save water. But they've kept all three tiers since then. They said, okay, we've relaxed that. Well, they're still charging you on that highest tier. And, you know, they put that in there for under the drought conditions. Do we still need that highest tier?
From my understanding, with talking with Brian Crane, I spent this entire weekend looking through all of those rate studies and rate analysis, and, you know, why are we raising rates in these areas? And one of my questions for Brian was, when's the last time we raised rates on these utilities? I don't know. I think it's been some time, but water, there was a lawsuit in San Juan Capistrano that has eliminated tiered water rates. The city implemented it due to the drought, and the courts said it was illegal. You can only pay water for the cost of service.
Right. They can't charge you.
So we are eliminating that. And one of the things, unfortunately, because we're going to be eliminating that tiered rate, is the average water user will see their bill go up about $5. In fact, that's probably one of the biggest pieces in the rate increases, is elimination of the tiered rates is going to increase the average water user's bill by about $5. Because before they were, you know, their rates were sort of being subsidized by the high-end users who just used a lot of water and paid more, so kind of covered their costs. So the average water, part of the water hike rate, $5 of that $8 increase, I think, is going to be just the elimination of tiered rates, because it's illegal. We have to do it.
Okay.
That's unavoidable.
Do we get our money back? No. Okay. Just thought I'd ask. What about...
Pick that up with the state of California.
Well, okay, that leads us to another question about the state of California, which is way beyond your hands here. But something to think about is if the feds really come back on these sanctuary cities.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And start cutting back. I mean, we're not a sanctuary city, so we don't really have to worry about that. But it could have an impact on how much money the state of California makes.
Yeah, it's true.
And for taxes, which means CalPERS can come back down and grab us again.
Well,
why did you run for it? I asked Adam the same thing. And I know you have to leave in like 15 minutes because
I have some sick patients
to
see today.
To take
care
of. Which kind of is the other part, too, about our city council, which is a part-time position. No matter how much you want to study and all this, it's still part-time. And you have to rely on the staff. And we're kind of in this mess because of everything the staff has done in the past. And that's been stamped by the council.
Yeah, well, I'm not, like Adam said, I don't have a rubber stamp. So I look at things really analytically. It's going to be important. It's going to be upon me, behoove me, to get my research from other places. And so even now I'm doing that as I'm looking at the bell rooms or looking at the police station. I'm already going beyond what staff recommendations and talking to the other interested parties. I think it's really important that we do that. I don't have kids at home, so this is going to be my hobby. This city council will be what I'm going to be spending my time on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, Julie. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive. In fact, I was just emailing Shelly. They've got their Christmas coffee beans in. And, of course, you know, when we go, it's the best deal in town for coffee beans by the pound. Really, it's wonderful. I think, I don't know what the titles are yet. They did have before, you know, of course, your pumpkin latte. I don't know, but they've got Christmas Kringle.
Spice, pumpkin spice.
Yeah, they've got some great stuff in. So I'm going to get in there Wednesday and see. But also, if for those people who do like to smoke a cigar now and then, they've always got the grab bags. But coffee and tea, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go check them out.
We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Monday, the 28th of November.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Ready.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:32 in the morning, currently 47 degrees. And our guest, Julie Winter, we have about another 15 minutes with our special, especially new elected city council member. And we built the city on rock and roll, didn't we?
That's right.
We're trying to.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, the only place in the world to get a haircut, so line up in there because you have people from all over the world in there. Well, of course, because we have Bethel here in town. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Julie Winter is our guest. And Julie, Julie's got to leave here in another 12 minutes before she actually has a job and patients she has to go see. Proposition 64.
Right.
Marijuana.
AUMA.
Right.
Adult Use Marijuana Act. Yeah.
Now, what impact do you – what are your feelings on this?
Okay, so my feelings are mixed, and I'm going to say this right up front. I despise marijuana, and I, as a medical provider, I find very few patients where it actually has medicinal benefit. Having said that, going to look at this fairly unemotionally, try to look at this pretty analytically, scientifically, just looking at the whole fact of marijuana. Marijuana has increased acceptance and usage in the state, and now as a state, we have said it's okay. Everybody can grow up to 6 plants in your house. So in the city of Reading, we can't regulate that. We can say you can't grow more than 6. We can require, if you're a renter, that you get permission from your landlord, but we can't stop indoor grow. We do have the ability to stop outdoor grow. So with AUMA, this also allows for people to grow 6 outdoor plants per residence, not that per household. In other words, if you have 3 people in the house, you can't grow 18 plants, only 6 plants. You also have the ability then to allow dispensaries and tax marijuana at 15% increase. You know, at 15% tax rate. So that could be a potential revenue for the city. If we do nothing, I'm thinking of this like kind of like prohibition. If you have a dry city, so to speak, people just go somewhere else and buy their alcohol. And I suspect that will happen with marijuana. If we decide not to open dispensaries, people will go somewhere else and buy it. And
those cities will go to Shasta County.
Yeah, they'll go to Shasta Lake. It's for medical marijuana. But if those expand, they're gonna get their marijuana. So we're not gonna be able to stop use. However, we could potentially regulate it. Perhaps, you know, require labeling, origin, how strong the ingredients, you know, specific
organic
ingredients.
What kind of pesticides?
Right. What could be in it? So we could, you know, limit where it's sold. So we have the potential of
alcohol stores.
Like alcohol, as opposed to where.
And tobacco.
As opposed to, you know, people just, you know, brewing their alcohol at home, you know, the distilleries like they do. And then there's a whole criminal element around that illegal activity. So my questions as I look, I am not clear on this. I still want to know, there are some questions that I would like to have answered. I'm concerned about in the states that have legalized it, the increased fatality rates in driving accidents. So I'd like, how are we going to protect drivers? How are we going to protect children and teens? We know that marijuana can permanently lower IQ by over 8 points for kids who use marijuana on a regular basis. They could be, and it lowers the motivation in your population. It can, lower mental acuity in the population. So it can still be restricted on any private residence. You can say, I don't want marijuana. You can't smoke marijuana. We can restrict marijuana, you know, consumption in public places as well, kind of like we do tobacco now. But I think that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. In other words, or the genie's out of the bottle. It is out there. So we're going to have to figure out how to manage it. We're not going to be able to put it back.
I'll tell you what, our neighborhood last night, and I said this before when you came on, something is going on. And so I was asking Bob about harvesting. Like, Bob would know about harvesting, but some people know that there's a time of the year when
Bob knows everything.
And then there was a period of time, not this year.
I have neighbors in the business.
Well, not this year, but the year before, when there was this pungent smell, and it's weed.
The skunky smell.
That permeated for about a few weeks, permeated the air. So last night, Christmas decorating, went outside, or didn't go outside, just opened the doors back and forth. Carl went out to take the garbage. It was just like somebody was smoking weed in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It was so intense, and I thought, that's how strong it is that somebody could just be next door in their backyard, which is like...
That's concerning.
Pollution.
It is. And some people are allergic to it, can't tolerate the smell. So how do we mitigate for that? That would be another question, is how do you mitigate in neighborhoods of people who don't want to smell it?
Well, you don't, because people can smoke outside in their backyard. I can have a cigar out there. Maybe people next door don't like to smell that, so they can't. You know, that's just part of living in a free society. However, I think that if we're going to take a look at marijuana, and we've got to either, I think we really got to get into it, or you've really got to have it under control. And I'm not sure how one of our listeners says, how are you going to do that? So, you know, I've heard people say that why not get into the retail, not the retail, but the wholesale end of it, and encourage people to put up a factory of growth. And lots and lots of plants. Said, you know, they're not being used. There's no pesticides and all that, but lots and lots of plants. You tax them on that. You tax them on growing it. You tax them on selling it, mm-hmm. And they can sell it through retail shops here in town or wherever it is throughout the state.
Right.
And use that money for medical, for people that do use marijuana, but the vast majority of it for public service. Now, that is going totally in the other direction.
And those are questions we're going to be looking at as a city council. I think there are going to be some forums, probably some public forums, where we're going to be bringing people in to answer those questions. And then the other concern would be environmental. If you increase demand, are you going to increase illegal groves in our forests? Yeah. That's of concern to me.
Or do you want to take out the illegal by just making so much of property legal for them to use? Right. Now here's one last thing is the feds. I mean, this is still a class one federal.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want, you know, if somebody grows 26 tons of it, wants to move it from one part of California to the other, and my truck moves it down to San Diego, I'll probably be okay. But if I went moved it up to Oregon, they could catch the truck, put my guy in jail, and me in jail for a long time.
Right.
Or if the feds just say, no, we're going to start treating this like a drug. I don't think Trump's going to do that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. The AUMA, the California Attorney General, it's the law is written in such a way that if the federal government does change the status on marijuana, then cities will not be able to eliminate outdoor grows. Well, you can still eliminate, keep it to six plants per residence, but if the federal government changes that, we as a city can't say, well, you can't grow marijuana out. It can still be behind a fence. It can be in a greenhouse or a locked facility. But you can put enough restrictions on it so you
don't have to see it or smell it.
Right.
Well, we know that you're going to have to be running here again. Our guest this morning is Julie Winter, who is our newly appointed city council.
Newly elected.
Yes. What did I say?
Appointed.
Newly appointed. Newly elected city council member. Do you have closing thoughts?
Hey, we're in an incredible time of transition. I'm excited about some of the stuff that's happening, particularly in downtown. There are some good things happening. We're going to need to continue to figure out as a community what we're going to do about public safety, and we can't give up on that. That's still really, really important to me. It's going to be important for business growth. So I just encourage everybody to get involved, attend city council meetings, get involved and make your voice heard. I think that's just really, really important. I'm honored to serve the city of Reading, and I'm looking forward to getting in there and getting my hands dirty and getting the work done.
Okay. Julie Winter, December 6th, she will be installed in the city council that Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So everybody should
installed.
Go there.
Installed. That sounds weird.
Well, what would you say?
That's what it's called.
Well, we're not going to say crowned. No, and it's not an inauguration.
Well,
Is it an inauguration? Yeah, okay.
It's an installation.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Gents, you're looking for that perfect Christmas present. Here it is, Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place to go shop for clothing, for hats, for everything from head to toe. Dandelion Boutique. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. Ooh, that smell.
Can't you smell that smell? Oh, Bob.
Ooh, that smell.
Oh, my God.
It's welcome so back funny. To Free Fire Radio.
I'm telling you.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly
okay,
what we were talking about.
I want that one. Okay, I want that one saved. I want that part saved. There's going to be, like I said, beginning in January 1st, there's going to be a lot of changes that you're going to be hearing new things. You've got some, you're going to be getting really into the tech side of this with podcasting. And you know what? You got your mobile device. You might be able to see us in the morning, too. You know, all types of things are going on. We've got that we, you know, as we're expanding, as we're catching up to in the 21st century, 22nd century, whatever this is. Hey,
hey, I've got a public announcement here for those people who loved to go to craft fairs and gift fairs. You know, as they come to me in my email, I like to be able to share them. And United Methodist Church on December 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. is going to have 20 different vendors, fair trade, artisan handcrafts, and gift vendors. Chris Kringle's workshop, light refreshments, holiday music, fresh wreath making, free to attend. So that's 1 to 4, December 4th. Gifts for good. A community holiday gift fair with gifts that give back.
There you go. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. I just graduated a class. His advanced class is going December 11th. His carbine class is also going December 11th. That's a Sunday. Give him a call if you want to get into these, especially the advanced class. I'll be teaching that one. I guarantee you will have a safe but very, very informative day. Bob's gone through that before, I believe. Bob liked it.
Yeah.
Bob's still alive.
Very well done.
Okay. Okay, Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call, 999-1822, or check out readingccw.com.
And can I give a shout-out to the staff at the SCS? So this time around, getting a renewal was like silk smooth, yes.
Oh, I tell you what. Yeah. You know what?
The staff there
the whole problem, helpful. The whole problem that we have with renewals and why it takes so long is at the state level. It's not here locally. Okay. Now, we talked to Julie Winter about all the problems that we're having at the city level. Now, there's something we need to talk about at the county level, of course, is should the county put up a tax for the jail and these things instead of making it a city tax? And then so it goes to the county. Now, does the county have the same problem that the city does? They don't trust the county administrators. And then how do you get the trust back? You know, is one of the ways of getting trust back in the city – one of the ways, by bringing the comment period, something very simple, but bringing the comment period from the rear of the meeting, the end of the meeting, back to the forefront.
That's a big thing.
I think it's a really big thing.
I think it's a big thing. And do you think that they will do that?
I don't understand. I still can't.
Brent still won't say he'll do that.
I still cannot understand why it was changed to the end.
They did
want to
hear.
If it's truly city council and they're there voted by the people to be in the room, and you know the people get up early and some of these things take a long time, why can't they have the first opening segment 20 minutes, 30, each people get what, 3 minutes, right?
No, they have 30 minutes.
No, each person
gets 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And so you could have at the very most 10 people.
Okay.
But see,
so
what,
then you get yeah, to lot, feel yeah. like you're part of the body. Right now, you have a disconnect.
Yeah.
You feel like you're part of the body. I went in. I attended the meeting. I got to say what was bugging me and what was on my mind. Remember when we had that huge meeting at Carl, that was a time that the community came out in droves, and we had to turn people away, and it was people were so, and they stood in line, and of course
turned away as many people as we had
turned away, yes, and
over 750 people,
and it was a safety. A city.
It was a
meeting.
It was, you know, Paletti put it on, but he had all the other organizations here.
People needed to say things, and people need to say. You know, we've got a new election that happened, and there's people that are just elated or absolutely devastated, and there's I don't even know if there's an in between. So you know, people need to say something. Now's the time to get involved. If you don't like what's going on in these 4 years, make a difference in the next 4 years, but get involved. So that's what we decided, that we are going to renew our commitment to you as being a radio station for the people. You know, we almost came close to thinking, well, you know, we were going to do it 5 years, now seven. I don't know. No, I just want you all to know that we had our come to Jesus with each other and with our higher power and said, we are staying here because this is the time right now. You see how much unrest is happening. We need to get together as a community and a people. Otherwise, did you experience this? There's mine and there's yours. No, I'm sorry. There's ours. This is our country, our city, our people.
You know, and we go to this. It's, you know, they were giving out people were giving out directions on how to handle Thanksgiving when you went to your family's home. You know, when the family gets together, oh, maybe you shouldn't talk about this, talk about that. I think people need to, as a family, need to be able to talk about their feelings. And if they can't talk about their feelings, we've got more problems than we understand. By the way, Ohio State University, the scene is secured after report of the shooter. We have other reports that the shooter was down. Now, what the other things, and what Linda was talking about, we want to even encompass more. Yes, you know, you hear me ranting on different things, and Linda, but we want to open up, be encompassing, you know, all the viewpoints as we've tried to do on our station. But we're going to reach out even further to the you know, what would you call the other side, the people who have other viewpoints. There's an ACLU lawyer here in town that appeared on the show talking about why marijuana should be legalized. Very articulate and progressive. He's a Manton County progressive, though. He's from Manton, East Manton. So he says that I'm not quite as progressive as people in San Francisco, but other people here in the Democratic Party, other points of view, because we need to do that as a community radio station. We want more shows. We'd like to have more shows extolling different viewpoints or just other things that extol the virtues of Reading. There are so many great things going on with Reading right now. We see this just at the edge here, that we can either take a step forward and encompass this, or we can continue to kind of like, you know, push back. When I say push back, that's kind of at the city and county level. We need to just kind of just push forward, open up our arms and say, let's just go. Let's go for it. Let's do as much as we can to build our economy, to make sure our kids don't leave here, that they've got jobs, that they don't have to go away and they never come back. Or they go away, you know, get established, and then they come back. There's lots of things that we need to do here, things that we can do together, just like Linda said. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, am I on?
You're on, buddy.
Okay. Two things. One, I'm so happy to hear that you guys are going to continue on with this radio and serve the community, because it's a breath of fresh air to turn you on every morning and listen to the things you bring to the community. So I wanted to say that. Secondly, I wanted to just get this out, something that happened to me, and I'm a senior citizen, and I am a diabetic. And I get diabetic supplies from a source, and there's lots of different fraud going on, as we know. But I got a call the day before Thanksgiving from somebody that didn't speak too well, saying that they were calling because I showed an interest in their diabetic company, and they wanted more information. And I'm going, I haven't showed an interest in any company, because I know exactly where I get my supplies and everything.
Sure.
And I says, you know what? I says, I'm perfectly happy with the service I get right now. And I just hung up. So we not only got fraud going with the IRS and that kind of stuff, but now it looks like people are targeting seniors with their medical conditions, and they need to be careful.
Absolutely,
Howard.
Howard,
this is a growing trend, and a lot of it is data gathering for just to sell you stuff.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is my mother-in-law, who was very bright and just like you and, you know, is up on things, they got her. They got her. She started answering a question about her computer, and all of a sudden she stopped. She says, whoa, you want way too much information. But thank you, Howard, and thank you for those kind words.
I've had a computer thing, too.
Yeah. Thank
you for keeping this on the forefront to help the people in this town.
You bet, buddy. Thanks
a lot,
sir.
Thank you for the kind words. You know what? Feels so good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Signe. Good morning, and welcome to our show this morning. I hope you had a great holiday.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Hey, you know how the city council called us misbehaved children? Well, I think the problem is that we have misbehaved bad parents, and they're mismanaging our money, and they're giving themselves raises, and they're not being honest. So when they have a change of heart, then our city will be in a much better position, and that's what I believe it's going to take, is got to get the dishonesty out and the corruption.
I think, Signe, that the people voted, and I think the people made it real clear what they thought. And one of the first ways we're going to see if the city council wants to change their whole way of doing business, if they're going to move the comment period from the rear of the meeting to the front of the meeting. I think that's just one thing they could do that is a small thing.
For the people.
But it's a gesture to the people. How much do you want to bet that it happens?
Oh, well, I sure hope so. That would be the first best big step to take. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Signe. Have a great day.
Thank you. We got a commenter here. So I've always used this station to convince people that I'm getting my liberal influence. Are you guys trying to say this is a conservative station?
Well, you know, it's really funny. On the plane, I was talking to this guy. Stranger, you know, and I said, yeah, we have a, and she goes, well, what do you do? You know, I said, well, we have media, you know, we do radio. Oh, really? What kind? You know, I said, well, we have talk radio. And she goes, oh, AM? Uh-huh. That was all we said.
Which one was that?
When they had the dog on her lap. But she was kind.
After you said AM, then she didn't want to go to
next step.
Then you talk dogs.
We talk dogs. And that's all right, you know, because AM talk radio usually means, unless, you know.
Well, it does.
NPR.
There's a reason for that. All the liberal radio stations or radio hosts, there's hardly any left because the stations are replacing them, changing their format, changing who they are, or something. Because liberal talk stations don't make money.
What was the not Radio America? It was the network that catered to the progressive viewpoint.
Yeah,
and they lasted about 5 years before they went toes up. And I can't
I can't remember them either. But I you're right, Radio America or something like that.
Yeah,
or something. But they did. They went out of business. And look at Al Jazeera TV.
Yeah,
that Al Gore sold his station, his cable station, to them as opposed to Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
and which of course Glenn Beck is way out there too. And so they're off the air.
Yeah.
And they can't figure out why this is and why MSNBC's ratings are down and CNN, who tanked for Hillary Clinton. I mean, tanked for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I have lost friends on either side when I have said I abhor zealots and nuts of either end of the spectrum.
Because both, they're very much, okay, this is
they come around and meet each other back in the middle.
They are closer to each other than they are to the middle. Now, I did something I don't usually do. I've unfriended like two people. And I wrote in Facebook and said, look, first of all, they're not really my friends anyway. But, I mean, how many friends do you have? You
know, yeah.
You can count them probably on the fingers of two hands. I mean, really friends you have.
Yeah.
So who are the other 2,322 people? Anyway, But it was just, I mean, here's
a
person.
Social media.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and it is social. But I wrote, said, you know what? I don't usually unfriend people, but it's gotten so bad since the election. And they're, and the things they're saying about not just Trump, but and because that's, you know, Trump's a big boy, but about the people who voted for Trump, who, the religion, Christianity, all these things that they're saying just goes way beyond. It's not facts, because you can look at facts and, you know, okay, fine, that's a fact, but I don't necessarily agree about how you interpret it. No, this is just plain vitriol. This is just plain nastiness. So yeah. I'm just starting to get rid of people. And because I frankly don't want to listen to it anymore.
Yeah, if you can make a logical argument, I'll listen to it. But
and
if it's
and
because
we've changed, I've changed my opinion many times, if it's a good, solid opinion. Anyway, okay. Sweetheart, welcome back.
Yes, and here it is, the 28th of November. We're not quite yet there of December, but you know, it's Cyber Monday. So, but remember, shop local.
Try to shop local. Tomorrow, Haven Humane plus more. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And the news from Town Hall, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. All classes canceled today on the Ohio State University campus in Columbus following a shooting this morning. A gunman involved in the attack is reportedly dead. Multiple news outlets report the attacker was shot and killed by police. Chuck Douglas with WRFD Radio in Columbus.
We confirmed 9 people transported to area hospitals, one of which was critical. We do not know whether they were students, faculty, or what capacity they were on campus in this morning.
A shelter-in-place order has now been lifted. Authorities say the scene is secure. Some 60,000 students on the Ohio State campus in Columbus. Dylan Roof will be allowed to act as his own attorney at his federal death penalty trial. That's a ruling today from a federal judge in South Carolina. 22-year-old Roof, charged in last year's massacre, left 9 people dead at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston.